Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Yoma. We were on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. So, last thing we saw, that the Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah, and after he goes to the mikvah, he towels dry. After he towels dry, he puts on the big day zahav, the golden garments, the eight garments. Some of them are being of gold. And he kiddush yad v'raglav. He washes his hands and feet. So the Gemara said that the rabbi said to Rav Papa, that's against Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir, he holds that there's two washing of hands and feet connecting to the wearing of the new clothes. So the Kohen Gadol, when he would take off the secular clothes and now wear the eight garments for the first time, he should be washing his hands and feet twice. So Rav Papa suggested maybe Rav Meir would agree to this. And then they said to Rav Papa, but there's actually a brisa that we learned in the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis, Vatani, we learned in a brisa, according to the Tanakhama, Kohen Gadol would have a big screen up between him and the people. He'd go to the mikvah. He would towel dry. He'd wear the golden garments and wash his hands and feet. Only one washing of hands and feet. But according to Rav Meir, when he takes off his secular garments, he then washes his hands and feet. That's the first time. He goes to the mikvah. He towels dry. He puts on the gold garments. And again, he washes his hands and feet. So there's actually two washing of hands and feet connected to the wearing of the eight garments. So Rav Papa said, okay, if Rav Meir is against our Mishnah, he's against our Mishnah. Tanya, Tanya. There's a brisa. There is such a brisa. So let's start over there on the very bottom now of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Mishnah, Rav Meir, I can understand according to Rav Meir that when he wakes up in the morning, not when he wakes up, he was up all night, but in the morning when he takes off his secular garments, he washes his hands and feet, goes to the mikvah, puts on the eight garments to do the Karban Tamid again, he washes his hands and feet, and the Mishtachas La'asara Kiddushin. Now starting from Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, now we can find, according to Rav Meir, a total of 10 washing of hands and feet, which is what we know is what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do. He has to wash his hands and feet 10 times because he's going to put on garments, special garments, 5 times. First he puts on the gold garments, then he changes to put on the white garments to go into the Kodesh HaKadashim, then he changes again to the gold to do the Elo Ve'el Ha'am, his ram and the ram of the people. Then he changes again to the white garments to go in and to retrieve the Ketores, then he changes again to the gold garments to do the end of the service of the day. So there are going to be 5 times he's putting on holy garments, and each time he puts on the holy garments, there's going to be 2 washing. A washing of hands and feet when he takes off what he was wearing, when he's naked, and then again, after he puts on the new garments, a washing of hands and feet. So there'll be a total of 10 washing hands and feet. That's good. That's what we're supposed to do. El Rabban Bar Kohen to the Rabbanan. The very first time, he only washes his hands and feet, as the Mishnah said, once he puts on the gold garments. He doesn't wash his hands and feet when he takes off the secular garments. Kohen to the Rabbanan. So Tisha Hav, we're going to have a total of 9 washing of hands and feet. Not a total of 10, because you're missing in that first time he goes to the mikvah, one of the washing of hands and feet. So he's only going to be washing his hands and feet 9 times. And we know he's supposed to do it 10 times. I'm going to tell Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will answer to you. Kiddusha Basra, that final time that he has to wash his hands and feet, the 10th time. Ki Pasha Big Day Kodesh, Lovish Big Day Chol. When he takes off the holy garments to put on weekday garments, Avid Lehasam, he does his washing in hands and feet over there. So when he comes to take off his holy garments, that we hold that, according to the Rabbanan, that's where he does the extra washing of hands and feet. According to Rabbi Meir, he wouldn't wash at all in that case, because according to Rabbi Meir, the washing is always for wearing, there are 2 washings for the wearing of holy garments. Okay, but here he's not wearing holy garments, he's taking off the holy garments. Whereas according to us, there's a washing for the taking off of garments, plus another washing for the wearing of garments. So here, there'll be the last washing, the 10th washing for the taking off of the holy garments. So we would say the 10th washing is when he takes off the holy garments, when he takes off the 4 garments after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and he puts on the weekday garments, so taking off the holy garments, would get him to wash his hands and feet. And that would be the 10th time that he washes his hands and feet. We are on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the top of the page. Tana Rabban and our sages taught us in a Braisa. What's the source that a Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah when he changes clothing from the holy garments that are 8 garments to the holy garments that are 4 garments? When he changes from the garments that have gold in them to the garments that are all linen, or the other way, changes from linen to gold garments, how do we know he has to go to the mikvah and wash his hands and feet? Tana Rabbanan lived in a Braisa. The Pasuk says in Parshas Achrei Mos, in chapter 16, verse 23, Uva Aaron el Oel Moed, ufashat es bigdei abad, asher lavash bevor ol hakodesh, v'ini chamsham. Aaron will enter into the tent of meeting, and he will take off the linen garments that he wore, and he'll put them down. Says the Gemara, Lama Huba, why is he coming into the Ohel Moed? He's coming in to take out the pan and the ladle of the Ktoros, the pan of the coals and the ladle of Ktoros. And apparently he's coming just for that. There's a separate entry into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Ktoros. So, you know, he does the Karban Tamid of the morning, he does the Ktoros of the morning, he does the Menorah of the morning, then he changes into the white garments. He goes in with Ktoros, and he goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with blood, to sprinkle the blood between the Badi Aaron. Apparently, after that, he then changes back into gold. He does Elo Ve'Elo'am, and he changes back from the gold into the white to go back in to take out the pan of Ktoros in white. That explains the Braisa. Shakala Parsha Kula Nemra Lasteder. All the other psukim on Parsha Achreimos are listing the service of the Yom Kippur in its order. Chutzmi Pasuk Zeh. This pasuk is out of order. This pasuk is not that at the end of the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim he takes out the pan, but rather he goes back in to take out the pan. My time, why do we say that this pasuk is not in its right order? Right, the pasuk is listed before the el ha'am, his ram and the ram of the people, but really it happens after he offers his ram and the ram of the people on the outer altar. Rav Chizd explained, because Gemiri, we have a tradition. Chamesh tvilos v'asar kedushin tovel Kohen Gadol mekadesh bo b'yom. The Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah 5 times, and he has to wash his hands and feet 10 times on that day. If everything would be in its order, and the Elo Ve'Elo'am, his ram and the ram of the people, is happening after the Ktoros was taken out already, then Lo Mashkachlu Elo Shalosh Tfilos, then you're only going to have 3 times going to the mikvah, and you only have Shisha Kiddushin, you only have 6 times washing hands and feet. As Rashi explains, Lo Mashkachlu Bahen Elo Shalosh Tfilos, then you're only going to have 3 times going to the mikvah. First, he's going to go to the mikvah before he puts on the 8 garments to do the morning tamid. Then, achas beino bein avodas hayom kula. Then he's going to go to the mikvah again to change into the white garments in order to now do the various services in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ketores in Kodesh HaKadoshim. But part of that's going to also be imotzas kaful machta. Part of that second set of service is going to be taking out the pan. And then he's going to change back into the gold. He's going to change back to the gold. He's going to do his own ram, the ram of the people. And then he's going to stay out. He's going to stay out of Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to do the Musafim, the Tamid Shavein Arbayim. He's ending up only going to the mikvah 3 times because he only has 3 sets of clothing that he wears. And then he's only going to have washing hands and feet 6 times. And we have a tradition that it's 10 washing of hands and feet and 5 going to the mikvah. That's what we have to say, that this pasuk of taking out the Ktoros pan is not happening where it's placed. But therefore, tzarech lahafsik elo elo'am, we need to interrupt with his ram and the ram of the people. Bein avodas hayom, and that's an interruption between the service of the day of Yom Kippur, lo tzoas kafu machta, to the removal of the pan. So there's the service of Yom Kippur going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then there is his ram, which is going to be out on the outer Mizbeach, so it has to be with the eight garments. And he has to go back into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he has to change back into the four garments, the linen garments, and go out and take out the pan. Votza Asan, Tafsik, Bein Eilo Ve'el Ha'am, V'tamet Shebein Arbayim. And the taking out of the pan is going to be an interruption between the ram and the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim. And then he's going to change back again from the white to take out the Ketores into the eight garments and do the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim. Harei Chamesh. Now in total, we've got a total of five services. Tamid Shal Shachar B'Vigdei Zav. The morning Tamid wearing gold garments. Avodah Sayom Avigdei Lavan, the service of Kodesh HaKadoshim in white garments. I'm reading the Rashi here. Elo ve'ela'am, his ram and the ram of the people, Avigdei Zav, again in gold garments, Alam Ezbeach HaKitza, because that's on the outer altar. Hatzas Tafu Machta, going back in to take out the pan and the coals. Avigdei Lavan, again, is in white garments. U'musaf, and the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, and the Karbanos Musaf, and the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, are again, Avigdei Zav, in gold garments. So, that's how we know that this pasuk is out of order, even though it's listed after the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It doesn't happen there. First, there is the Elo ve'Elo'am, and then he goes back into Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Ketores paraphernalia. Yeah, question. Right, because of all the times that he washes his hands and feet. That's right. All right, now what's the source that he goes to the mikvah between, you know, every change? That he has to go to the mikvah when he's changing from Tamid Shal Shachar to the Avodah Sayom. When he goes from the Avodah Sayom to Elo Ve'Elo'am, he has to go to the mikvah again. So we have here two ideas, two sources, two possible psukim. Tanu Gana Braisa. Amr Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda said, Minayin L'chamish Tevilas V'Esrei Kiddushin. How do we know this law? That he has to go to the mikvah five times, because when he's changing garments, he goes to the mikvah. And every time he goes to the mikvah to change garments, he has to also wash his hands and feet twice. He's going to have a total of 10 times washing his hands and feet. So, how do we know for these five going to the mikvahs, and 10 times washing hands and feet, that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah, and he washes his hands and feet on this day? So, according to Yehuda, it's in the following pasuk. Tamaloma, the pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Tez Zayin, pasuk Chaf Gimel. Uva Aaron el Ol Moed, and Aaron's going to come into the tent of meeting. Ufash, that is big the Abad. He's going to take off the linen garments. Ve Asher Lavash. Uva Aaron el Ol Moed. Ufash, that is big the Abad. Asher Lavash before La Kodesh. He's going to take off the linen garments. The next pasuk is pasuk of Dalet. It says, "Virachatz es besaro b'mayim b'makom kadosh." He's going to wash his body in water in a holy place. He's going to go to the mikvah in a holy place. Then he's going to wear his normal garments, his eight garments. V'yatza. Now he can go out to the courtyard. V'asa solasa v'asola sa'am. He can do his ola on the ola of the people. And atone for himself and for the people. So, halamadate, from here you learn. When he goes from the four white garments to the eight garments, when he goes from Kodesh HaKadoshim's activity to Elo Ve'el Ha'am, Pasuk says he goes to the mikvah in between. So, halamadate, from here you see, Shekol Mashanam Avodah La'Avodah, that whenever he would change from a service in one place, like a service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to a service outside. Tom Tvili, let's go to the mikvah. So the source is from the fact that the Torah mentions going to the mikvah when changing from white to gold. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says a different pasuk. What's the source of the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah five times and washes his hands and feet 10 times on this day? Shanamar, there's a different pasuk much earlier, talking about changing from the Tamid Shal Shachar to going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pasuk says, "Ksonas bad Kodesh Yilbash, Umichnas Evad Yiyu al Besaro, He should put on the four linen garments. These are holy garments. He has to go to the mikvah to wear them. As it says, so what do you see here? That when he's changing from the eight garments to the four garments, when he's going from the Kodesh, from the Tzamet Shel Shachar to going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to go to the mikvah. It says, the same way he has to change, when changing from gold to white, he has to go to the mikvah. From here you learn, anyone who changes from service in one place to service in another place, ta'un tvila, has to go to the mikvah. Okay, Va'omer, it also says in this pasuk, extra words, three extra words. Big day kodesh shein. These are holy garments. It's referring to the fact that he's changing from the gold to the white. These are holy garments. So since it says holy garments, that's to say, hukshukal begadim kulum zelazeh, that all garments are compared to each other, and therefore all garments have this law. Okay, we'll see what that means. So it comes out, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rebbe, whether we learn the source of going to the mikvah and when you're doing a change, when the Kohen Gadol does a change of garments, whether we learn it from the verse where he changes from white to gold, or we learn it from the verse of where he's changing from gold to the white. So it comes out, the Chamesh Avodos Hein, there are going to be five different services that the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur, five different locations, and five different sets of garments. Tamid Shel Shachar, the first service, is the morning service, a normal daily Tamid. So that's done, the Vigdei Zav, wearing the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, some of which are gold. Then he switches to do Avodas Hayom, special services of Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Vigdei Lavan. For that he switches to white garments. Then he goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the ram and the ram of the people. Elo, his ram, the El Ha'am, and the ram of the people. That's again on the outer altar. So again, it's the Vigdei Zav. That's again with the eight garments, some of which are gold. And he switches back into the white garments. This is now already service number four. In order to retrieve the kaf, to retrieve the ladle, umachta, and the shovel that had the coals of Ketores. That's done by Vigdei Lava. Then he changes back into the eight garments for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, for the Tamid of the evening, the Vigdei Zav and gold garments. Uminayin, okay, so that's the source. Either, you know, we have two possibilities. What's the sources for this mikvah going? How do we know that in every mikvah going, every change of garments is going to require two washing of hands and feet? Will require washing hands and feet twice. Uminayin shekol tvilo tvilo tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do we know that every washing of hands and feet needs two? Every immersion needs two washing of hands and feet. Tamlo, that's for the following. The pasuk says, ufashat. The pasuk said, the pasuk said, "V'rachas b'sar b'may makum kadosh v'lavishas b'gada v'yatzav v'asas olasovas olasam kibir b'ado v'adam." I'm sorry, it said earlier. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Uva Aaron. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Perek Tezayin. Pasuk Chav Gimel. It says, "Uva Aaron alone moed ufashet es b'gdi abara shalavish b'vol ala kodesh v'yinicham sham." Aaron goes back into the kodesh hakodashim for the final time, and he takes off his linen garments. And then it says, after that, "V'rachas b'sar b'may go to the mikvah." The makom kadosh in the azara, the lavish is begadav, and he wears his normal eight garments. V'yatzav, and he goes out to the azara. V'asa solasa v'asola samichi per bado v'adam, and he does his ol on the ol of the people. So it says ufashat, and then it says v'rachatz. Now it said v'rachatz, and then it said v'lavash. So the fact that it said v'rachatz between ufashat and v'lavash, it says, and he will bathe between. He'll take off, and between he'll put on. It's to say that there's a bathing for taking off. There's a washing of hands and feet for taking off. There's another washing of hands and feet for putting on. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the reason how we know that the Kohen Gadol has to wash his hands and feet every time he goes to the mikvah is that it's based on a kal v'chomer. A typical day when the Kohen Gadol wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Biblically, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Again, we're not agreeing with Ben Zoma here. Biblically, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. He said that the mikvah going in the morning for a kohen is just a srach. It's just to remind him, maybe he's tummy and walk out. But biblically, he doesn't have to go. So biblically, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah every morning. Nevertheless, ton kiddush, but a kohen can't do any service that day until he washed his hands and feet from the kior. So makom shaton tvila. So here where we have biblical obligations of going to the mikvah, as it says brachas besar b'mayim makom kadosh. In odin shaton kiddush, certainly he needs to have washing of hands and feet. Asks the Gemara. One second. If you're learning from the fact that there's a washing of hands and feet from a kiyur every day, there is only one washing of hands and feet. Here also there should only be one washing of hands and feet with the mikvah. Tamal Omar, that we learn from the following. Since it says, since it says an Aaron will come to the tent of meeting and take off the four garments that he was wearing, why does it have to say, why does it have to say that he was wearing? You can only take off what you're wearing. Obviously, he was wearing them. Well, apparently, Asher Lavash is for the following. There is a linkage and there is a comparison between the taking off of clothing to the putting on of clothing. So Malavisha, just like putting on clothing, Ton Kiddush, needs a washing from the kiyur, just like every morning. A kohen has to wash his hands from the kiyur before he does his service, before he puts it on. Apshita, so the taking off also, since it's compared to the putting on, Ton Kiddush needs a washing of hands and feet. That's the Braisa, pretty lengthy Braisa. Let's go over the pieces of the Braisa. One of the things we had in the Braisa was Amar Yehuda. Yehuda said, what's the source that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah 5 times and he washes his hands and feet 10 times? In other words, what's the source that when he changes from outer service to inner service, changes from the 8 garments to the 4 garments, and he has to go to the mikvah in between? It's the following. The pasuk says, Aaron's going to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Rachas is Pesar B'mayim. B'makom Kadosh. And then it says, the next pasuk, he's going to go to the mikvah in a holy place. And he's going to put on the 8 garments to do the outer service. So if you see that going from white to gold, he has to go to the mikvah. Therefore you know, any transition from spot to spot, from one set of garments to another set of garments, Ton Tefillah needs to go to the mikvah. Says Gemara, 1 second. Ashkham big day love and big days of. That's a source that when going from white garments to gold garments, you have to go to the mikvah. But me big days of big day love, how do you say that from there you see every change needs to go to the mikvah? From changing from gold garments to white garments, how do you know that he has to go to the mikvah there too? Answers the Gemara. Now turning to Lama Bez and Bez. Tana de Beir Bishmal, who was taught in Hebrais in the Yeshiva Rabbi Bishmal. That's already a Kavah Homer. That's logic. My big day zav, Shane Koy Nichnas Ben Lefnai Lefnim. If before he puts on the gold garments aren't so special. You can't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with gold garments. As the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, in Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hashem is present, he's manifest. And in Kategor Nasir Sanegor, the whole purpose of entering Kodesh HaKadoshim is to remind God of atoning and forgiving the sin of the golden calf. You couldn't enter with gold, which would remind Hashem of the sin of the golden calf. So it's not the Bar Bishmal. We lived in the Brice of Bar Bishmal. Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. My big days of Shen Koy Nichnas Ben Lefnai Lefnim. The gold garments aren't so holy. You can't enter the holiest of holies wearing it. The Kohen Gadol can't wear it going into the holiest of holies. And nevertheless, Ton Tevila, when he changes from the white garments to the gold garments, he has to go to the mikvah first. So big day Lavan. If he's changing from gold garments to white garments are much more holier than the gold garments. What's the proof that the white garments are holier? Because wearing the white garments, you can enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So certainly he needs to go to the mikvah. So Gemara says, that's not good, that Kavah Chomer. We can disprove it. We can challenge it with the following question. Maybe he has to go to the mikvah when he changes from the white garments to the gold garments. Because maybe the gold garments are more special than the white garments. You can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing the gold garments. That's true. But Malabig Dezav Shekhen Kaparasa Maruba. But the gold garments, they have the ability to create a lot of atonements. In other words, he wears the gold garments for many, many acts of service. He wears the gold garments for every day. And it creates a lot of atonements. That's true. But in a certain way, the big day zav are more because he wears it every day. He can do every service he wants, the Kohen Gadol. He can bring somebody's chatas, he can bring somebody's asham. When he's doing all of those things, he's wearing the gold garments. The gold garments have a lot of use. The more mitzvahs that are done with something, the holier it is. The Kohen Gadol's white garments are only used once, in Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur, one day. So it doesn't have the same level of holiness. Ella, so the answer is like this. According to Rav Yehuda, how does he know that when going from Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that from going to the white to the gold, he has to go to the mikvah. How does he know when going from the gold to the white, he also goes to the mikvah? Ella nafkalei mid Rebbe. He learns it from the same pasuk that Rebbe learned it from. Rebbe learned it from the fact that the pasuk said earlier, Ksonas bad kodesh yilbash, mechnas bad yul basoro. He has to put on the white garments. Avnei bad yach garments, that is bad yitzno, big day kodesh haim. And the pasuk said, V'rachatz es besaro, v'rachatz b'mayim es besaro, ulevesham. He has to go to the mikvah and then wear these white garments. So that's where he learns that from. Reb Yehuda also learns it from that pasuk. After the Rebbe.
Are we saying that the garments transform the
for sure. Yeah. It becomes a different person.
It's almost like what we learn from, you know, situations like, you know, Yaakov Avinu when he went and put on the coat of, you know, of Nimrod to
right.
Draw the blood, right? So
that's right.
It's almost like he transformed.
That's right. I'm a Rebbe. Now going back to the Brisa, Rebbe said, "Minayin l'chamish tvilos." What's the source? So the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah between every change of clothing. So he has to have a total of 5 going to the mikvahs. The asara kiddushin and 10 times washing his hands and feet. Shetovah Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah each of these times. And Mekadosh B'yom has to wash his hands and feet these times. Tabalomar. We can learn it from the following. The pasuk had said earlier, "Ksonas by kodesh yilbash." He's going to wear a shirt of linen. But Rachas Pesaro Luvesham has to wash his hand, wash himself in the mikvah to wear them. Halamanita, from here you learn, Shekol Meshanam Yavoda Lavoda, that anyone who changes from one service to the next, because here he has to change from the gold to the white, he washes himself, he goes to the mikvah. Shaton Tvil, he has to go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Ashkan, the big day of the big day love. Okay, that's a source of going from the gold of the Tamat Shel Shachar to the white of the Avodas Hayom. But Mimbigdei Lav on the big day Zav Minayin. How does Rebbe know that when he changes from the white to the gold, he also goes to the mikvah? Answers the Gemara again, Tana Deber Rebbe Shmuel. There was a Braisa in the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel that tried to give the answer. It's a Kal V'chomer, it's logic. Mimbigdei Lav on Shein Kaprasa Meruba to an Intvila. If to wear the white garments, he has to go to the mikvah first. Now, white garments, they don't create a lot of atonements. They're just atonements on Yom Kippur. Big days of Shakaparas and Maruba, the gold garments that create lots of atonements. Eno din shetunim tvila. Certainly he has to go to the mikvah to do that. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Nikol Mifach, I could challenge that. Mala big day lava, maybe the white garments, he needs to go to the mikvah, shkenich nasim and lefnaim lefnim, because for the white garments he enters into Kodesh HaKadashim with them. So that's why he has to go to the mikvah before he puts on the white garments. Whereas the gold garments, it's not going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Maybe for that he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Sa'ani Diktani, the Gemara says, okay, reason why, according to Rebbe, the source, according to Rebbe, that for the gold garments also he goes to the mikvah, is as Rebbe said, Omer, the Pasuk said, when talking about putting on the white garments, Ksonis by Kodesh Yilbash, Mechnas by Yilbasoro, Uvavni by Yachkod, Mitznefes by Yitzno, Big Day Kodesh, Heim, Rachat by Mayimes Besoro, Leisham. The pasuk said there, extra 3 words. The pasuk had said there, and Rebbe quoted it in the Brisa, and it's telling, that's what it says in the Brisa. V'omer, it says, Big Day Kodesh Haim. These 4 garments are holy garments. And then, V'rachas is besar b'mayim elevation. He has to wash himself in the mikvah before he puts them on. So why did it say, Big Day Kodesh Haim? That's to compare garments to each other. The same way, for the white garments he goes to the mikvah, for the gold garments he also goes to the mikvah. Lavan and the Zahav. Because Big Day Kodesh Haim, it's comparing them all to each other, and makish them to each other. Then the Braisa goes on to say, V'chamish Avodah Haim. It comes out that there is a total of 7, I'm sorry, total of 5 services and 5 garments. Tamet Shel Shachar, the first service is the carbon tablet of the morning, Big Day Zahav, gold garments. Avodah Sayom, the special services of Yom Kippur, Big Day Lavan, white garments. Elo Be'ela Am, his ram and the ram of the people, again, Big Day Zav, gold garments. Hafu Machta, the ladle and the shovel, again, Big Day Love on white garments. Talmud Shabbat Arabayim, the Talmud of the evening, Big Day Zav, gold garments. Uminayin Shekol Tvilu Tvilu Tzricha Tzrei Kiddushin. And the Braisa goes on. How do we know that every time he goes to the mikvah, he needs to wash his hands and feet, once for the clothing he's taking off, according to Rimeir, and once for the clothing he's putting on? How do we know? According to the Rabbanim, once for the clothing is taking off, once for the clothing is putting on. According to the Meir, both for the clothing that he is putting on. So the Gemara now asks, how do we know that you have to go to the mikvah? You have to wash hands and feet twice for every time he goes to the mikvah. Tamalomai, that we learn from the following pasuk. The Brisa said, since the pasuk said upashat, he's going to take off the white garments when he finishes with Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then it says Virachas, then it says he's going to go to the mikvah. And then, right next to going to the mikvah, Virachas, you have the lavash, he's going to put on the gold garments. So that means that there is a washing, by saying washing between taking off and putting on, it's to say that there is a washing of taking off. There's a washing of putting on. So where's 1 second? That's not about, that washing is not washing from the kior. Hi, but tviloksiv, that washing is going to the mikvah. Gemara says, listen, we don't need it anymore. According to Rebbe, we don't need a pasuk to tell me that we don't need pasuk 23 and pasuk 24 in chapter 16 to tell me that he has to go to the mikvah between taking off the gold garments, taking off the white garments that he had in the Kodesh HaKadosh and putting on the gold garments that he's going to use for his ayil and el ha'am. We don't need a pasuk for going to the mikvah. Now, after the Bibikdei Kodeshim, we know it from the first pasuk 4. Chapter 16, Pasuk 4, which is talking about putting on white garments for the very first time. It says he puts on the white garments, he goes to the mikvah before he puts it on. And it says there, Big Day Kodesh, these are holy garments. To teach you that all holy garments, you have to go to the mikvah before you put them on. So therefore, since we don't need this Pasuk, now we're in the Kiddush, the Pasuk is therefore now taken away from going to the mikvah to teach you about washing hands and feet. Says the Gemara, 1 second, if a Kodesh Baruch wanted to tell us he has to wash his hands and feet from the Kiyor, why doesn't Hashem use that terminology of Kiddush? Why does Hashem use the terminology of Virachas according to the mikvah? Answer the Gemara, Hakam Ashman, this is what it's teaching us. Titvila ke Kiddush. That going to the mikvah is like washing hands and feet. Ma Kiddush b'makom kadosh. Just like the washing of hands and feet has to be in the holy area. Aftvila, so to the going to the mikvah, is b'makom kadosh in the Azara, in a holy area on top of the base Haparva. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddush minale. Rabbi Yehuda, though, he needs this pasuk to tell me going to the mikvah between every changes. So how does he know washing hands and feet? Says the Gemara, Nafkalim to Belazar Rabbi Shimon. And he learns it from the same way Belazar Rabbi Shimon learned it out in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon said that if you have to wash your hands and feet as a Kohen Gadol in the morning before you do service, on a regular day, certainly when Hashem tells you to go to the mikvah, certainly Hashem wants you to be washing your hands and feet. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Hadi Rabbi, this that Rabbi said, that he washes his hands and feet before going to the mikvah. And he washes his hands and feet again after he comes out of the mikvah. So that sounds like he's washing them before he goes to the mikvah after he took off his clothing. And then he's washing them after the mikvah before he put on the new clothing. So that's mafka midri Meir. That's against Rabbi Meir's view. Or mafka midri Rabbanan. That's also against the Rabbanan's view. Mafka midri Rabbanan is against the Rabbanan. Yilu Rabbanan ami the Rabbanan hold in terms of the washing of hands and feet. Kishu labush mekadesh. He only washes his feet when he's clothed. So he washes his hands and feet when he's still wearing clothing. Then he takes them off. Goes to the mikvah, then he puts on the new clothing, and then he washes hands and feet. Whereas according to Rebbe, we're saying he's washing hands and feet after he takes off the clothing and goes to the mikvah. When he comes out, even before he puts on the new clothing, again he washes hands and feet. You Amar. Whereas Rebbe is saying, Kishu poshet mekadesh. After he takes off his clothing, he washes his hands and feet. And before he puts on his clothing, he washes his hands and feet. So that's against the Rabbana. But after me, Rabbi Meir, it's also against Rabbi Meir. Deal Rabbi Meir Amar, because Rabbi Meir says, Hakidush Braisa Kishu Lavish Makadesh. Rabbi Meir says he washes his hands and feet after he takes off the clothing. But then he goes to the mikvah. When he comes out of the mikvah, he puts on the clothing. And only once he put on the clothing does he have the second washing of hands and feet. Whereas according to Rabbi, he's saying Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. He's saying when he's still naked, that's when he washes his hands and feet for the incoming set of clothing. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, everybody agrees, but Kiddush Sheni, in terms of the second washing of hand and feet, Shalovesh, that he wears his clothing, Yacharkach Makadish. And everybody agrees, no. He disagreed with what Rav Chisda said. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, everybody agrees that for the washing of hands and feet, after going to the mikvah, he puts on the clothing and then he washes the hands and feet. My time, why damar kach, because the pasuk says, in terms of washing the hands and feet, in general, from the kiyor, o begishtam el hamizbeach, or if they're going to approach the mizbeach. That tells you that it's the washing of hands and feet and then going to the mizbeach. Yishenu mechuser el agisha. The only thing he's missing is going to the mizbeach. Yatzazeh, that would exclude this scenario where he's still naked. Shemachusu levisha v'gisha, he's missing getting dressed and going to the mizbeach. Amalei Rav Acha, greater Rav, Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, Lo Rav Chisda, Isle de Rav Acha. Rav Chisda, who said that according to Rebbe, he washes his hands and feet between taking off the clothes and putting on the new clothes. He's not going to hold of Rav Acha, who holds that according to Rebbe, he washes his hands and feet after he's already clothed. Lo Rav Acha, Isle de Rav Chisda. Rav Acha obviously doesn't agree with Rav Chisda. Dim Kane, because if they would hold it with each other, then the Rebbe Havalei Chameser Kiddushin, according to Rebbe, you're going to have a total of 15 washing of hands and feet. There'll be a washing of hands and feet, according to Rav Chisda, before and afterwards, and another 5 times before each service, once he's already dressed. Like Rav Acha, there'll be a total of 15 washing of hands and feet, which again is not what we have. What we have is 10 times washing hands and feet. Then the Mishnah said, okay, once he is clothed, Hevi'ulo, they bring to him the Karban Tamid, Kartso, he begins the Shechita, he kills it, and Merek Acher Al Yado, another Kohen, finishes it on his behalf. Mike Kartso, what does it mean he kills it? Amar Ula, Ula said, Mishnah Duktaluhu, Kartso means that he kills the animal. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Maikra, whereas there are Pasuk that has the word Karatz as killing, the Pasuk is describing the misfortune that God predicts is going to come upon Egypt. Egla Yefefiya Mitzrayim. The Navi Yechezkel said, Egypt is a wonderful calf. Karetz Mitzafon Bava. Death from the north is coming on into it. My mashma, how do we see that? Kedem Atagmar of Yosef, as Rav Yosef translated it. Not in his uncle's translation of this, his Targum translation of this Pasuk. Malka Yoahav Mitzrayim, it was a good kingdom, Egypt, but Am Maktolin, but nations of murderers, Mitzifona, from the north, from Babel, Yesen Allah, are going to come upon it. So you see that the word Keretz is murderers. So Kartso means that the Kohen Gadol kills the Karban Tamid. Kartso Bekama, how much of the Shechita does he have to do? After all, he needs to hand it over to somebody else to catch the blood, so that he'll be able to catch the blood. Amarulu explained Barov Shnai. He slaughters the majority of the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe. Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan also said Barov Shnai. The Kohen Gadol slaughters the majority of the two pipes of the Karban Tamid, and then he hands it over to another Kohen to finish, and he quickly takes the ladle to catch the blood. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Rav Rish Lakish Savar, Rish Lakish also held Barov Shnai. The Kohen Gadol slits the majority of the two pipes. Amar Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said, we lived in the Mishnah and Chulin, that if you shecht one pipe in a bird, or two pipes of an animal, it's kosher, and the majority of one is like the entirety of the one. Now, once we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rubo Shalechad Kemohu, the majority of a pipe is like the whole pipe. Lama Shaninu, why does the Mishnah have to go on to say that what is a kosher shechita, rov echad ba'ov, a majority of one pipe in a bird, and rov shnayim be'behema, the majority of two pipes in an animal? We already said that. So Rish Lakish said, Lefisha Shaninu, because we learned, Eviu lo es hatamid, they bring to the carbon, to the Kohen Gadol, the carbon tamid, kirtso, he would kill it. Omerik acha shechita al yado, and somebody, another Kohen would finish the shechita on his behalf. The kibbalah saddam, and he would catch the blood of Zerako and throw it on the Mizbeach. Yachal, you might have thought, lo mirek, if another Kohen wouldn't finish, you hate pasul, it'd be pasul. Because maybe in Kachim, you need to shech the entirety of the two pipes. That's what the Mishnah said, no. That majority of the two pipes is also enough to say that even if another Kohen didn't finish, it would still be kosher. Okay, Bezos Hashem will pick up at this point again tomorrow.